The Story of Atlantis, Part 3.
Some reference to the very mystical subject of the Manus is a necessary preliminary to the consideration of the origin of a root race. In transaction number 26 of the London Lodge, reference was made to the work done by these very exalted beings, which embraces not only the planning of the types of the whole Manvantara, but the superintending the formation and education of each root race in turn. The following quotation refers to these arrangements. There are also Manus whose duty it is to act in a similar way for each root race on each planet of the round, the seed Manu planning the improvement in type which each successive root race inaugurates, and the root Manu actually incarnating amongst the new race as a leader and teacher to direct the development and ensure the improvement. The way in which the necessary segregation of the picked specimens is effected by the Manu in charge and his subsequent care of the growing community may be dealt with in a future transaction. The merest reference to the mode of procedure is all that is necessary here. It was, of course, from one of the sub-races of the third root race of the continent, which is spoken of as Lemuria, that the segregation was effected, which was destined to produce the fourth root race. Following, where necessary, the history of the race through the four periods represented by the four maps, it is proposed to divide the subject under the following headings. 1. Origin and territorial location of the different sub-races. 2. The political institutions they respectively evolved. 3. Their emigrations to other parts of the world. 4. The arts and sciences they developed. 5. The manners and customs they adopted. 6. The rise and decline amongst them of religious ideas. The names of the different sub-races must first be given. 1. Rmoahal. 2. Tlavatli. 3. Toltec. 4. First Turanian. 5. Original Semite. 6. Akkadian. 7. Mongolian. Some explanation is necessary as to the principle on which these names are chosen. Wherever modern ethnologists have discovered traces of one of these sub-races, or even identified a small part of one, the name they have given to it is used for the sake of simplicity, but in the case of the first two sub-races, there are hardly any traces left for science to see.